thing about Advent is that it is fundamentally about hope. And I think hope is something which is fundamental to the experience of being human. I think it was Alexander Pope who said that hope springs eternal in the human breast. And I think that's true because it's part of the human condition. People do look forward, and it is a natural human instinct to look beyond the present situation in the hope of something different. So I think Advent, the importance of the season of Advent, is that it addresses, it engages something that is profoundly human. It engages something that's profoundly human in a way that's quite distinctive compared to all the other seasons of the church's year. I think you could say it addresses human instincts in a kind of very immediate kind of way. And it, not only does it address them, but it responds to them in the person of Christ. St. Bernard said in one of his famous sermons about Advent that Christ comes in three ways. He came to us as a child in Bethlehem. He will come to us at the end of time. And he comes to us throughout our lives through the Holy Spirit. And I think that the Christian spirit looks forward constantly to the Holy Spirit coming into our lives through the sacraments, in prayer, through the Word of God. We look forward to the Lord reaching us, forgiving, healing, changing, restoring. But we also look forward to something ultimate. And I think one of the, in a sense, forgotten parts of the Creed is the words, "He will come again in glory." That should actually fill our minds. And I think it probably is very much in the back of our minds, the actual coming of the Lord. We tend to think in terms of meeting the Lord when we die. But integral to faith is belief in the coming of the Lord. And is that we look forward to his coming, to the time when Christ will be all in all, when every tear will be wiped away, when there will be a new heaven, a new earth, when God will dwell among men, as it says in the book of the Apocalypse. So I think the season of Advent and the promise of Advent speaks in a very fundamental and direct way to human anxiety, to human need, and to the human condition. One of the things that I notice Pope Benedict says often in his sermons in ordinations, he talks about leaving your nets, leaving your boats, and going to the unknown, following Jesus into the unknown. Now, Mary at the Annunciation, what was disclosed to her was an unknown future, something that she could not have conceived or imagined. She asked to embrace and engage with a future and a role in God's purposes that was quite beyond anything that she could ever have conceived or imagined. And I do think we have a terrible tendency nowadays to want to control our future, to control our financial well-being, to control our emotional well-being, to secure our position. And I think part of the spirit of Advent is to be open to a future which is gift, but called to go beyond ourselves, to go beyond what we want, what we can figure out, what we calculate as being what we need, and to open to ourselves to a future which will be good, but it will be good by being a sort of living in response to God and a going beyond ourselves in response to God's call. So I think that's very much the spirit of Advent, because the prominent figures in Advent, Isaiah, John the Baptist, and of course Our Lady, were all people who were called to fulfill a purpose in God's design which went beyond anything they could imagine or have thought of themselves. I think the way to prepare ourselves really, well, let's say to prepare ourselves for Christmas, because I think this is the point, that Advent is preparation, all too short. This is the thing about the season of Advent. It is a wonderful opportunity to release and to live this need, this hope, this longing for the future, and to do it in a spiritual context, to do it in faith, in hope, in recognition of the gift that is Jesus, who was born for us, and the gift of Jesus, who is coming again. I think the way to prepare for it is to get into that frame of mind of expectation, of looking forward, and to recognise that that's right and that's good, but to focus ourselves, our minds, our spirits, our emotions on the person of Jesus.
Bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him.